So what we're looking for is that we recognise the value and contribution of older people in Ireland. We are a national network representing over 500 local active retirement associations and with over 20,000 members who volunteer on a regular basis within their local groups to keep older people in Ireland healthy and active and participating in their communities. And they also volunteer on a regular basis with Meals and Wheels, Vincent de Paul, and other multiple charities across their communities. They are the framework that keeps Ireland going in terms of healthy and positive aging. And we're asking for the government to ensure that in the next program for government, that there has to be clear policies that embed a positive aging framework in Ireland. And that recognises older people as the contributors they are to society, rather than the perceived drain on medical and other services.
And how important is it, especially for older people that don't have any partners or children and are living isolated, how important is it that they get out there and interact with people their own age?
It's really, really important because we know that social isolation and loneliness can have a major impact on everybody, really, but particularly as you get older. So we would recognise that from within our membership, people would say, if I didn't have my local active retirement group, I would have nothing to get up for in the morning. Now, they're very, very strong statements. And our organisation runs on the strength of older people doing things for themselves. But it's very, very difficult at a national level and also at a local level to get funding, to get supports, to continue this work. We are calling for the government to ensure that it does have strong policies in place to support this contribution that older people make in their communities. But we're also saying that the government needs to actually seriously start to consider where ageing sits in their programme for government. We have a National Positive Ageing Strategy that has been sitting without being implemented since 2013. And we also have no framework in place for how all of us age. And the current view of how we age, unfortunately, is seen through a medical lens. Really, it equates getting older with getting sicker. And that is certainly not the case. And that is the view we want to see changed through a cohesive national policy that would address this.
And I suppose government formation talks are currently ongoing this evening, I believe. So what would you want to be seen done in the next year and then beyond a year in the next 5 years? What is the main goal from the short term and the long term?
So our would be to ensure that the programme for government includes clear policies on positive ageing and having in place an implementation framework. That equally goes into the long term. But as part of that, the long term plan would be, we would ask the government to ensure that there's leadership in place. And that would include two key prongs. One is that we would have an independent commissioner for older people and ageing, similar to Northern Ireland and Scotland and England, where we know this position works really well. And we would also ask that there be a full minister for older people and ageing, so that this country not only begins to look at the contributions of the current cohort of over 65, but has a vital plan and a strong plan in place for every other generation that's coming up, so that people will know that as they get older, they will not be viewed as dependents. They will not be viewed in a negative view as being a drain on society's resources, but for the contribution that they make to their communities and to society as a whole.